This week, we've been bringing you stories from the families of revolutionaries. And we conclude this series today with Alvida King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I remember my uncle and dad having a conversation. And I remember my uncle said, you know, she's growing up and she's going to be a beautiful young lady. You better be ready, brother, because they're going to be chasing her. And that was a kind of a family joke that my dad had a nonviolent baseball bat and he was always on duty chasing the boys away.
Alvida King grew up in a home where conversations about spirituality and social awareness were a part of everyday life. During the civil rights era, her family home was bombed in Alabama. Over the years, King has authored books, served in Georgia's House of Representatives, and is a contributor to Fox News. She's also a minister and a pastoral associate for Priests for Life, where she says she advocates for civil rights for the unborn. KELW's Lila Day spoke with her about life as a king.
What did you call your uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., when you were growing up?
One of my favorite memories of my uncle is when we were at their home on Sunset Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. And so Uncle ML was at the piano, my dad was on the violin, and everyone was gathered together to sing. And that was a beautiful time. But we had many happy times like that.
That sounds amazing. So it sounds like your family had a lot of lively energy going on. And you also grew up in a very spiritual home. Tell me more about what that was like growing up in such a spiritual family.
Well, my granddaddy, Martin Luther King Sr., was a Baptist preacher. And during their lifetimes, his sons were co-pastors with him. They, at one time, were assistant pastors when they were at their youngest, and then they began to be co-pastors until their deaths. And so we had many, many Bible lessons. The strength of the Bible message from Martin Luther King Jr., Uncle ML liked to talk about the love of God and the power of forgiveness and love being stronger than hate. My dad, Reverend A.D. King, liked to talk about the miracles of Jesus, and Daddy King liked to talk about the least of these, caring for others.
Just going back to what it was like for you growing up at home with such a prominent family name, do you remember what those conversations were like, those after-dinner conversations surrounding, you know, the civil rights movement?
Throughout the 1960s, I remember not only the conversations, but the activities, and I participated in many. I went on my first march in 1963. It was called the Children's March, and that was during the time in Birmingham, Alabama, when our family home, the home of A.D. and Naomi King, the church parsonage, was bombed. So I remember all of the conversations about the voting rights, about the transportation system, the things that even in the 50s, Mrs. Rosa Parks had refused to give up her seat on the bus. So not only were those matters discussed around the family tables, but in church and community meetings. And so children were highly involved.
So you basically, it sounds like this was just part of your marrow growing up, right? Was there ever a moment where you thought, I have a pretty unique family here, that I have a pretty unique mission as an individual? Or did you just think this was normal? This was just a normal childhood growing up, all these activities and these campaigns that you were involved in? How did you understand that? Yeah.
I was very aware in the 1950s and 60s. On until this day, that I am a part of a family that was called to be involved in spiritual leadership and moral leadership and civic leadership. And I was very aware that I was part of that community, but I never felt isolated and I never felt necessarily unique, because even though Martin Luther King Jr. was the leader of the movement, there were many heroes and sheroes that worked with him side by side, and there were many foot soldiers. And so we were a community of freedom fighters.
Right. And you have children as well, right?
I have, let's see, 6 living children and 10 grandchildren.
Now, with such a powerful family name, and you've taken a path to create your own legacy, do you feel that your children will have that pressure to do the same thing? Or do you struggle at all with wanting them to do their own thing, yet wanting them to have legacy or continue this family legacy as well?
We observe and watch our children as they're growing up and encourage them to pursue their dreams. We do encourage them to have a relationship with God. That is very important. But beyond that, we don't try to push or nudge any of our children in any particular direction. I was not nudged or forced into my calling. I'm an evangelist today, and the Lord called me, and I said, "Yes, Lord." So that was not forced. Daddy King, of course, with his sons, did want them to be preachers. And he did everything he could do to make that come to pass, and yet they became civil rights warriors. I was always taught as a child that I could be whomever and whatever I dreamed I could be.